Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Powered by the Salvation Army, every day tough breaks happen to honest folks, but thankfully every day good people happen to bad things. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or make your gift at salvationarmyusa.org. A $60 million fine won't stop AT&T from throttling unlimited data plans. If you were an AT&T unlimited customer in 2011, you might be getting a partial refund due to undisclosed data throttling, by Clint Finley. AT&T has agreed to pay $60 million in a settlement involving secretly throttled unlimited plans in 2011, the Federal Trade Commission announced Tuesday. You might assume the fine has something to do with the broadband industry's liberal use of the word unlimited, given that AT&T slowed connections to a crawl once customers had used a certain amount of data. Unfortunately, you'd be wrong. Back in 2010, AT&T stopped offering unlimited data plans to new customers and offered a choice of 200 megabytes for $15 per month or 2 gigabytes for $25 per month. Those who had previously signed up for unlimited data could keep their old plans. But in 2011, the company started throttling the connections of those customers with grandfathered unlimited plans if they exceeded as little as 2 gigabytes and never told those people what was happening, according to the FTC. The agency filed a suit against AT&T in 2014, leading to a messy court battle in which the company claimed that its status as a common carrier meant that only the Federal Communications Commission could regulate it. 5 years later, AT&T has agreed to pay the fine and move on. But the settlement itself won't change much, if anything, about how AT&T and other telecom firms handle unlimited data today. AT&T currently advertises 3 unlimited plans on its website: Unlimited Starter, Unlimited Extra, and Unlimited and More Premium. The catch is that the cheaper plans will slow down your video streams to limited video quality to roughly the DVD equivalent. If you want to stream in high definition, you'll need to shell out for the Unlimited and More Premium option. But even this plan cautions that if you use more than 22 gigabytes of data, AT&T might slow your entire connection when the network is busy. Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint all offer a similar mix of unlimited plans that all come with strings attached, as California firefighters learned the hard way last year. Unless you're an emergency worker on a special first responder plan, there's no such thing as truly unlimited mobile data. Heck, even home internet services from Comcast and AT&T will ding you for going over your allotment. But as distasteful as the practice of throttling customers with unlimited plans might sound, AT&T got in trouble for failing to disclose it rather than for doing it in the first place. As part of the settlement, AT&T is prohibited from making any representation about the speed or amount of its mobile data, including that it is unlimited, without disclosing any material restrictions on the speed or amount of data, the FTC said. The disclosures need to be prominent, not buried in fine print or hidden behind hyperlinks. That's more or less what AT&T has been doing since it started offering unlimited data plans again in 2017. A cached version of the company's website from July 2017 mentions three times that the company may slow speeds on its unlimited plans. Today, the disclosure can be seen just below the prices of each of its unlimited plans. Other carriers are more subtle about their disclosures. Verizon, for example, discloses the limits in footnotes on a page that explains its plans. You can argue about what might be counted as buried, but the disclosures are there if you look hard enough. AT&T did not respond to Wired's questions about whether the settlement will change the way it advertises its plans, but the company reported that it's happy with the settlement. Even though it has been years since we applied this network management tool in the way described by the FTC, we believe this is in the best interests of consumers, AT&T said in a statement. The FCC's Obama-era net neutrality rules didn't ban carriers from imposing data limits, but they did give the agency the option to decide on a case-by-case basis whether the companies were using data limits for unfair purposes. Regardless, the now Republican-controlled FCC voted to jettison those rules in 2017, ceding most broadband carrier oversight to the FTC. It's possible that throttling video streams violates the net neutrality laws passed by California and Washington last year, depending on how courts interpret exceptions for reasonable network management practices. But neither state has pursued a case against the carriers. As for that $60 million, the money will go into a fund that will go toward partial refunds for customers. If you were one of the 3.5 million people who the FTC says were affected by AT&T's undisclosed throttling, you can expect either a credit on your next bill if you're still an AT&T customer, or a check in the mail if you're not. And unlike other recent settlements of note, you don't have to fill out a single form to get paid.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.